Welcome to the City Gospel Movements Podcast, where our goal is to help celebrate and accelerate gospel movements around the world by interviewing leaders and hearing their stories. I'm Daryl Crouch, and today we have with us Ross Chapman. Ross is the leader of a city movement in Evansville, Indiana.
All right, I'm really honored to have my friend Ross Chapman with me today. Ross, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you.
Well, Ross, you are on the City Gospel Movement podcast, and we've got a lot of people interested in what you're doing and what really God's doing in Evansville, Indiana. So thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm excited to share a little bit and just listen in with all the other people on this podcast. It's quite an encouraging thing.
It really is. So before we get too deep into this, tell us a little bit about your family and then your journey back to Evansville as it is.
Yeah, so I'm married. My wife Candace and I, we ended up moving back to Evansville in the fall of 2015, and I'll share a little bit of that story. And we got two boys and one on the way.
So awesome! Congratulations.
Yeah, the due date is 6/7/18, so we're rooting for the cool number there.
Yeah,
yeah, we're really excited. It's good. It's really good. But before we got back to Evansville, we were in Charlotte, North Carolina, a little over 5 years. And I was doing my dream job in my dream city. I mean, we loved Charlotte, and I was the director of a nonprofit called Charlotte One. It was created in 2006 by a handful of churches there, and I loved that. And the whole goal was basically, how do we help 20 and 30-somethings connect with Christ and the local church? And so I loved it. It was about churches working together. This generation that was my generation kind of walking away from faith, how do we reconnect with them? And then just this big emphasis on the local church. You know, that was the end goal, is get people reconnected. And so I loved it. It was great. And then I got this phone call from a local business owner in Evansville, Indiana. And I grew up in Indianapolis, on the north side of Indianapolis. And I finished high school here in Evansville. And so I really saw Evansville as just a stopping point in my journey. You know, went to college and seminary. And so Evansville was home base. My parents were here. But my wife was from here and grew up here. But I never really thought Evansville would come up on my radar as a place to do ministry or live and work. So I got this random phone call from this guy I had met one other time on a fundraising trip back to Evansville. And shared what I was doing in Charlotte with him. So he calls me 7 months later out of the blue and just says, "Hey, Ross, this is Tom. You know, I really appreciate what you're doing in Charlotte. And I wanted to ask you to consider moving back to Evansville. Would you pray about that? I've been learning about this thing called city transformation. And, you know, I have this big burden for Evansville to be a place where my grandsons would, you know, really love being." And he just said, "You know, we have a lot of good things going on, but it's not connected. And there's not a strategy necessarily about helping the city flourish." He said, "I think we need somebody to be freed up to wake up every day, not doing a church job or a nonprofit job or working at whatever job, but just wake up thinking about how do churches work together for the good of our city." And, you know, I just thought, man, this job, this is like my even better dream job. It's just not in the city I wanted to be in. Yeah. It was not on my list of places to go back to. And so I took 5 months to pray about it. And at first, you know, I didn't take it that seriously, to be honest. And God kind of stirred a lot of things up in our own lives. And really the key question that he kept bringing to me was, "Are you going to love Evansville as much as I do?" Mm-hmm. And I just sort of changed my entire perspective, you know. And so it was like, you know, okay, I want to go do this thing. This is a great opportunity. I mean, who gets a random phone call from a business leader who wants to make this possible? And yeah, so eventually I called this business owner up 5 months later and said, "Hey, we're ready to do this." And we didn't know what this was. There's no organization. There's no job description. It was just, you know, come back to Evansville and figure this out.
Yeah.
So that's how we got here. And awesome. It was an exciting story.
That really is. And you put your yes on the table, as we say now, and the rest is history. You talked about the love of the city. Can you unpack that just a little bit for us? It seems like that's a common thread and really something that's essential for us to really embrace if we're going to impact a city. Could you just talk about that journey for you and what that's meant?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, you know, when you kind of think of it as, you know, God has ordained the times and places we live. If you want to transform your city or you want to see it transformed, you got to start by loving it. You know, you got to appreciate the things that are going on here. You got to come to love the people who are here and, you know, how God's made them, you know, unique. I mean, there's a lot of unique things about Evansville, Indiana. It's a smaller city and right on the Ohio River by Illinois and Kentucky, if you guys are not familiar with where Evansville might be.
Sure.
A little bit north of Nashville. But so there's a lot of unique things in it. And if you don't come to an appreciation of the population you want to see God transform, I don't know how you wake up every day and do that job.
Yeah.
So that was really step one, you know, was, you know, God really changed my heart on just Evansville. And he continues to do that work on my heart as I pursue, you know, what would God want for the city of Evansville?
Yeah.
Dreaming about that and, man, just envisioning that here. Yeah, you know, that's a core conviction that has to be in place.
Yeah, so good. Our cities aren't a project that we're taking on. They really are people that God loves and he's called us to love.
Yes, yes. And, you know, they're not an assignment either. This is not something I just think is, you know, a job that God asked me to do. You know, this is what he's doing in the world. You know, what he wants to see happen in cities where people are disconnected from him and from each other and there's injustices and problems. What does it look like for heaven to come to Evansville? Like that's what we wake up thinking about every day and working toward.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell me about City Shelf. I know that's a resource that you've developed to serve Evansville and to mobilize churches and believers to serve their city. Tell us about that and how that works and what value that adds to the movement there.
Yeah, so cityshelf.org is just a little website we created for really just local leaders to engage the idea of city transformation or city gospel movement. Kind of what does that mean? And it's also a place I can go and learn about Evansville. So we've kind of collected some data and, you know, books and resources they can read to really learn, hey, what's going on in our city? What do we mean by city transformation? Got a section on there on neighboring, which has been a big emphasis for us here. Some resources, church leaders, or just anybody who's, you know, wanting to see God transform their city, grab onto. Got a section on there about vocational stewardship, which is really a huge passion of mine in terms of the city gospel movement stuff. And the idea is, you know, we've been bringing in, I guess you could say, experts or people who are a little further down the road from all over the country over the last year and a half as we've been convening church leaders. And so we record them. And this is an opportunity for us to put them up on a website. So if you go there and check it out, you've got, you know, talks from Bob Lupton and Eric Swanson and Dave Runyon and our mayor that are all up there on the website. So if you missed it or you wanted to go back to it, you could check it out and see what they said and what the conversation has been. So you can kind of keep up with where we are in Evansville. And we, you know, we think there's good opportunity for, you know, somebody from a different city to go on there and check it out and just glean whatever they want from it. Maybe it's you know, something that they could do in their city, or maybe it serves their needs in whatever way. So but we like the idea of City Shelf, you know, sort of like you're going to your bookshelf in your house and here's all the resources on impacting the city, seeing the city transformed. You know, that's the idea.
Yeah, no, it's a great resource. And how have you found, as you've engaged with faith leaders there in Evansville, what's the response been? How has that worked in bringing them together in a unity kind of movement to serve Evansville?
Yeah, you know, when I first came back, there wasn't really a blueprint. And so I read Eric Swanson's book, To Transform a City, and that's the closest thing that I found to a sort of a path to follow. And one of the things emphasized there is to do some exegesis on your city. And so I decided I wanted to spend my first year just listening. And, you know, I wanted to learn all the things that are going on in Evansville that are good, the things that are struggles. And so I had about 200 meetings in that period, and I broke them up into the channels of culture. So arts, business, education, government, healthcare, media, social sector, and then church leaders as well. But the church is in all those channels of culture. So sometimes I'd meet with people who are believers and sometimes not. And my goal was to see how do those channels of culture fit together into kind of our city's ecology and helping me really just know what's going on here. And what that did, though, was gave me an opportunity to hear people's story. And, you know, it was very clear that the people I was meeting with had a lot of opinions about Evansville and what was going on and what they were excited about, what they thought our barriers were. But no one had really asked them. You know, no one had really sat down and said, tell me what you think, you know, where are we headed? Where should we be going? What's, you know, what are you pumped about? How does your role fit into making Evansville a great city? And so it gave me just a neutral kind of platform to get to know people and really hear their heart for our city. And especially with pastors, you know, asking them, hey, what do you think about the Church of Evansville? And they kind of, you know, give me a funny look maybe for a second and then, you know, have some pretty insightful things to say. And it kind of framed the conversation in a different way. And I think that really allowed me, you know, about a year in, then we started asking church leaders to come together and learn about the city's needs, learn about what God wants for our city, and learn about what is the church's calling and capacity. And what's the intersection of those three things? And that was really what gave us the opportunity, I think, to get church leaders together, was the relationships that had formed, the listening, the information that we then had about, hey, here's what's going on in our city, here's some of the needs and dreams, and what does it look like for us to think about those things together. So that was key, relationships and just doing some good city exegesis.
Yeah. Yeah. I think for you to articulate it like that's very important. Sometimes we think if we just get data, maybe demographic data, then that tells the story, and it really only tells part of the story. The relationships and the stories that come out of those relationships seem to mean a whole lot.
Yeah, they really do. And, you know, you can become a leader in your city by listening, you know, is what I found. And, you know, we have maintained a really neutral presence in our city. So we didn't create an organization. I wanted to be able to say I don't represent a nonprofit. I don't represent a church. I'm not representing any foundation or other interest. I wanted to keep the conversation kind of about the city. What does God want for it? And what does the city say it needs? You know, so we have a fiscal agent that kind of is incubating our financial administration and allows us to operate that way. And, you know, as long as I can keep it that way, I want to. I think that's been a key component in being a convener is, you know, I'm not trying to set a table that, you know, an organization's perceived table. I think that's been a big deal. And I think those things can be overcome through relationship, but it kind of gave us a good way to start.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really helpful. The open-handedness seems to go a long way. Everybody knocks on a door, it seems, with an agenda. And so for you to be able to knock on the door and invite people just into a relationship where you really care about them seems to go a long way. And I think all of us who are interested in city transformation can learn a lot from that. You mentioned that it took about a year to have these conversations, about 200 conversations. Not everybody's in the same situation you are, but the principle can be the same. And we can share some of those conversations with other people that are around us. But it seems that us being patient and understanding that we're in this for the long haul makes a big difference in the level of impact. And so I appreciate you bringing that out today. But just thanks for giving us your time, Ross. We're excited about what God's doing in Evansville and how he's using you. And folks can go to cityshelf.org to see the resource that you're providing and kind of a platform for folks in your community, but a real resource for all of us. So anyway, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on. It's been great to talk to you. Look forward to learning more from everyone else.
All right. Thanks, Ross.
Thank you.